This is episode 1050 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. How are you doing today? I hope all is well, and I wonder how your challenge is coming along. Your challenge this week in our breathing boot camp series, where you're exploring a different breathing technique in each episode, is a challenge to have you practice the breathing techniques. Maybe choose one that you feel pretty good doing, and to do that for 1 to 2 minutes each day. So pause at some point during your day and do the breathing technique and notice how calm you emerge after you do the breathing technique. Your breath is interconnected with your emotional state. And so when you do the breathing technique, you might want to layer in, as you did in yesterday's episode, the affirmation for this week. An affirmation is a positive statement that helps you to focus your thoughts. And the affirmation is, I am. So you might consider how you want to feel as you do your breathing technique and mentally repeat that. I am calm. I am peaceful. However you want to feel, you could do this as you do your breathing technique. Well, your breathing technique for today is combined with a mudra technique. A mudra is a way you position your hands that stimulates a corresponding region of your brain. And the mudra is a very simple mudra to do. In fact, you can see how it's done on a photo that I share with you on my sip.and.om Instagram account. I'm sharing each day's technique with you there to reinforce it and also to connect with you a little more there. So you could take a look and see how to do the Pushpaputa Mudra. This is a mudra that helps you to feel open and receptive to something new. It's a great mudra to be doing during these days of the coronavirus pandemic because we're living in new ways. And so when you do this mudra, you open up and allow something new into your life. To do the mudra is simple. You place your palms upward on your lap. That's all you do. Place your fingers together and place your thumb right next to your index finger. So your hands are placed on your lap or on your knees as you sit. You could also do this standing up. And you could do this with your hands at your side. And your fingers and thumbs are together and your palms are upward. Imagine yourself carrying or holding a basket. And you could imagine this basket being empty. You could imagine yourself filling the basket up with new intentions, new goals, new plans for yourself. So as you get ready to settle yourself down and to give yourself a few moments of stillness, think about the change you'd like to create in your life. You've had enormous amounts of change, as we all have during this time. But imagine what you want to create with this new way of life. Even with the uncertainties, imagine what you still want in your life. Regardless of what's happening around you. What are the things in your life that mean the most to you? And you may be experiencing some tension as you go through day after day, month after month, of adapting to new ways of living your life in a pandemic. So there's bound to be some tension. And the breathing technique I share with you today has you beginning to notice where you may be holding that tension within you and the emotions associated with that tension. Maybe you find yourself irritated a little more easily, or maybe you feel fearful. Maybe you're experiencing a lot of anxiety. Maybe you feel sadness or grief. Notice the main emotions you may be experiencing these days, with all the distractions and learning to do things differently. It can be easy to place your emotions aside while you're so immersed in adapting to a new way of life. So this is your time now to begin to process your emotions. Notice where in your body you may hold these emotions. You might notice more tension in your shoulders or in your face or jaw or stomach. Begin to notice these areas of tension. And so together, let's do the breathing exercise to begin to release some of this tension. If you are holding the mudra, the Pushpaputa mudra, with your hands on your lap, opened up, or maybe right out in front of you if you're standing up, visualize a basket. And as you inhale, draw your breath inward and upward, upward to the point between your eyebrows. This helps you to focus and begin to notice an area of tension or an emotion you're processing. And as you exhale, encircle this area with your breath and see if you can create space and openness where you may feel tension or tightness. Letting go of your full breath, drawing your exhale out a little longer than your inhale. And visualize something you want in your life. Visualize filling up your basket with three new things you'd like to bring into your life. Maybe they're qualities you'd like to include in your life, such as more time for yourself, more quality time with loved ones, or maybe more productivity with the kind of work you do. Maybe you would like more joy, more relaxing, fun moments, letting go of the heaviness surrounding life in a pandemic. Just notice what you need right now and give it to yourself. Inhale, drawing your breath inward and upward. And as you exhale, release your breath, encircling areas of tightness or tension with your breath, creating some openness and space. Continue doing this breathing technique for as long as you need to. You are so worth slowing down for.